All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Alana's Song Hopes of Heaven podcast. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Jodi Han, and she has a beautiful daughter named Bree that she came on the platform to talk about just so she could give us strength and hope about walking this grief journey without our babies. And she's just going to talk about her journey, how she's come through, and her purpose that she's living on this earth without her baby. So let's welcome Jodi. Thanks so much
Hi.
for coming on. Hi, Jodi.
Thank you, Angela. Hi. I
Hey.
really appreciate it. It's such an honor to be chosen for this. I'm really quite stunned.
Yeah, it's quite okay. I am so grateful that you are here with me today.
Well, I'll start off by kind of giving a little background here. Brianna is my youngest child. She was born July 1st, 1995. She was born 4 years to the day after her brother. Her
Wow.
brother was born July 1st, 1991. And
Wow.
so, no, that was not planned. He was late, she was early.
Wow, look at that.
And he was 6 foot 4. She was, or he is 6 foot 4. She's 5 foot 4. So there's a whole foot difference there.
Look at that.
She was my little spitfire, very outgoing. Everybody loved her. And her name was Brianna Lenine King.
Wow.
I named her after my grandmother. There's only two Lenines ever. My grandmother was one, and Brie was the other.
Wow.
And I really loved her name, and she loved her name simply because no, number one, nobody could say her middle name, and number two, nobody could spell it. So, real funny stories when she graduated from high school that, they have to go through graduation practice and they have to, practice saying the names. And she even wrote it out phonetically because if you say her name phonetically, it's just LaNeeN, Lanine, but
Yes.
it's spelled LENYNE. And so she goes around and her name gets called. The third time around, he messed it up again. She walked up to him and she says, "Listen, you have the phonetic spelling right there. If you do not say my name correctly while I'm graduating, my mother's going to come out of those stands and smack you."
Spitfire.
Oh, she was
Spitfire.
a mess. She was a soccer was her world. Once she started soccer, she never gave it up. She was the meanest thing that ever walked on the field. She was probably one of the smallest too. And she ended up with 26 scholarship offers across the United States for her soccer. She
Amazing.
was just that mean. She had a reputation. She was the sweetest thing you ever in your life met off the field, but she had that little switch and it just flipped and she became the meanest thing. She's going to run you over.
Look at that. Look at that.
And she went to college freshman year. She had a lot. Bree had severe separation anxiety with me, and I was real proud of her for being able to go away to college. Now, it wasn't far, it was 3 hours away, but it was still not close enough for her to come home every night. And I was real proud of her for making that effort. She wanted to be a pediatrician. And she had spent m the majority of her high school career focused on that, centered on that. I mean, to where she got a job so she could have that experience on her college resume. She did dual enrollment with college, and she got her CNA by the time she graduated high school. So she was a certified nurse's aide by the time she graduated high school. And she also did an internship with the local pediatrician. And then she did some volunteer work as well. So she was focused on it. Well, about midway through college, she called me up and she was just sobbing her little eyes out. And she says, Mama, I got to talk to you. I said, well, okay. And she says, I don't know. She says, I had to ask myself a very tough question. I said, well, what'd you have to ask? She goes, given the fact that being a pediatrician requires you to make life or death decisions for a child, could I do that and live with my decision? She goes, Mama, I can't do that. And I said, that's okay, Brie. That's okay. She goes, and then she starts crying again. She goes, but I don't know what I want to do. And I said, you know what? That's okay too. And so she says, she goes, well, I don't know what to do now. I said, well, tell you what. I said, you just go pick something that seems like an interesting course to take. I said, and then we'll figure out what you don't like. How about we go at it backwards? And so she kind of started that. And then she came home for the summer, ended up getting really sick, and then she couldn't start her sophomore year. So it just kind of went from there. And then,
It's okay. It's okay.
we had she was kind of in and out of depression. And just because when she lost her focus, that seemed to send her world on a tilted axis, and she didn't know which way to turn.
Yes.
And then in comes one of her favorite people of all time, with her very best friend from high school, and she just loved him from the start. And that is Zachary Taylor Hall. And they would have been married. And I can promise you, he is every mother's dream come true for their little girl. He really is. I couldn't have asked for a better person to capture her heart. He's gold. He really is gold. And she was, she on January 21st, it was a Thursday, she had come down and surprised me, and we were going to go out to dinner. Had the best time, absolute best time. We smiled, we laughed, I mean, it was just absolutely wonderful. And then, you know, we all came home, and she says, well, Mama, I gotta go because I've got to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was torrential rain, absolutely torrential rain. I mean, it was so bad, you know, flash floods and everything. It was just bad. And I gave her a kiss. I told her I loved her. And I said, you know, let me know when you get home. I never got that call. 6:30 on July tw or January 22nd in the morning of 2016, there was pounding on my door. I opened it up, and it was a state patrol officer.
Oh, God.
And he let me know at that time that Brianna had been killed in a car wreck. And she wasn't driving, and it was weather related. There was four people in the car. Her and the driver died. The two in the back seat survived. She was little, like I said, she was only 5'4" and 100 pounds. Okay, so at 20 years old, she is a very, very small adult. And she had fallen asleep in the front passenger seat. And the coroner said that she was really too small to be sleeping in the front seat. That she, you know, should have been in the back seat if she was going to be sleeping. Well, upon impact, the airbag deployed and broke her neck. And so it really was just a tragic accident. She'd never suffered. And, you know, it's like she went to sleep and never woke up, so she never knew the difference. So, that's how I lost her. Since then, you know, when you lose your child, you lose your way, because all of a sudden you had this human being that you expected to see a future with, the hopes, the dreams, the future, everything she was going to strive for, her wedding, her babies, you know, all of that. It was just gone. And that's something that is very difficult to reconcile in your brain, because you didn't just lose her at the moment, you lost her future with her too. And so that tends to get difficult.
I totally understand. Totally understand.
I did end up getting a grief counselor about 6 months after she died. And that is just because, unfortunately, as this is a common thing that occurs, especially with grieving parents, that they have a lot of people that turn on them. And, you know, they don't understand, you know, why you just can't snap out of it.
Yep.
And so I end up going to grief counseling, and I have a wonderful grief counselor, and she helped me to understand that, you know, if after explaining my situation, my feelings and everything else, that these people simply could not give me grace and, you know, love me for where I was at that point in time, then I needed to be able to firm up my boundaries and love them from a distance. And that was okay to do that.
That's okay.
So, and then I could surround myself with the people who did love me for where I was. And that's what I've had to learn since then. And it is okay that I carry Bree with me every day and she walks right beside me.
Yes.
And that's okay. And that's how I am able to navigate this life going forward. Now, I won't move on. I will move forward with her in tow.
That's right.
Because I don't know how to not parent her. And so this is my way of parenting my child still.
Wow, that's good. That's good.
Because you're still a parent. That's still your child. And so you still have to figure out, and I think that's what we struggle with, is how do we parent our child who's no longer here?
Oh, that's so good. So many mothers, just that, what you said right there. So many they're going to get it. Wow.
And so that's what I do. I don't know how any other way to survive, but I still parent her. How I parent her is, she left an incredibly rich legacy in her 20 short years.
Yes.
Zach pushed her to write, to get all of that, what was bottled up in her, and he got her to write. And so all of Bree's writings, we can thank Zach for, because he pushed her and encouraged her and loved her. And we've got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of little writings and quotes from Bree, and they're just magical.
Wow.
And she did some paintings, and you know, it's just, so we've got all that.
Yes.
And what we accidentally discovered is I've got a grief page, memorial page for Bree on Facebook. And people were in there, and there's a lot of my friends. Now, a lot of my family's turned against me, my immediate family. Oh. And so my friends have not.
Okay.
They've loved me where I am. And then, you know, they simply become my family of choice at that point.
Yes.
And they are my support system, and they love me where I'm at. You know, there are some days where I can smile and laugh and be good. And then there are other days where, yes, I know I agreed to go to dinner last week, but I just can't right now. I just can't. I'm, you know, I'm anxious. My anxiety's up way too high. I feel like my heart's going to explode. So I just don't need to. And my friends say, you know what? It's okay. We love you.
Yes. Yes. Wow. That's good. That's good that you have, you know, even though it's not your family and you would love for it to be your family, sometimes it can't be your family, because where we are as grieving mothers, we have to be accepted where we are. And sometimes your family is used to the old you, and that's what they want to hold on to. And we're totally different moms going through this journey. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so through Bree's memorial page, somebody had gotten a hold of her writings and they did ask permission to share. And I'm all about sharing her writings. That's what she wanted. She wanted to help people.
Yes.
And so they did. And what came back to us absolutely floored me and Zach. A youth group in the Midwest got a hold of her writings and they were studying them. And it was helping these kids.
Wow.
And because they could relate, they could find something relatable in her writings and it spoke to them. And so when that got back to us, along with several messages of Bree helping just people she didn't even know, like there's this one girl that Bree had come across and just met her and found out that it was that girl's birthday and that she was really sad and depressed because she was away from home. She didn't know anybody and nobody's going to celebrate her birthday. Well, Bree just grabbed her and said, "Hey, we're going to go get you a cake and we're going to celebrate."
Look at that.
Just met her.
Look at that.
And I was getting stories of this, just hundreds and hundreds of messages. And so it's like, yep. Okay. All right, Bree.
Yep.
I hear you.
Yep.
I hear you, babe girl. This is what we're going to do. Okay. We're going to take your stuff and we're going to get it out there the best way we can. And you're going to have to help us along the way and we'll make sure and do you right. And so me and Zach got together and we decided that we were going to make sure we were going to be her voice and we were going to get her out into the world.
Yes.
And so that's what we did. So we started Bree Brand. We kind of started a little bit about it in late 2017, but by January 1st, 2018, Bree Brand became an official company.
Yes.
And so we got, you know, we have a website, BreeBrand.com, BreeBrand.com. And it's all Bree. It's her writings. Well, we've got different products and unique gifts and stuff. And it's just sharing her writings and stuff. And then we've also got a nonprofit that was just official last year where we do community works for her. One of our very first projects when COVID first hit and, you know, they shut everything down. Well, they finally opened up the hair salons. Do you remember when they finally allowed the hair salons to be open?
I remember.
Okay, there are a lot of people just getting really negative and stuff. These salons, I mean, they're single moms. A lot of stylists are single moms out there. They gotta work.
That's right.
They got families to feed. And so me and Zach decided that you know, talk is cheap. And so we were gonna help them the best way we knew how, because we knew that's exactly what Bree would want to do. And so we made up some little salon kits with some sanitizer, some masks, and all this other safety items. And we picked 10 non-chain salons in our local area, and we gifted those to them.
Wow.
In honor of Bree.
Yes. Wonderful.
And so our you know, our community projects are going to continue. We've got more projects online. We just got our first big donation for Breevolution. Breevolution is the nonprofit. And so we've just been working really hard on this. And, you know, it's a learning process. But you know what? Bree is worldwide now.
Yes.
She is worldwide.
Yes.
That's what we do. That's how I continue to carry her with me forward. Okay, she walks with me every day. I talk about her every day because she is still here. She has a living legacy that is still reaching out, that is still helping people. Now, all moms, every mother out there that has lost a child, and I'm talking to all of you, there is not a mother on earth who knows their own child better than them.
Yes.
There isn't. Okay. You carried that person inside you. That person was the one that heard your heartbeat.
Yes.
That is that bond, and it's very strong. So if you feel lost and you just don't know how to go forward, carry your child with you every day. Every day. That's how you parent your child going forward. Nobody knows that child better than you do. No one. And so you know what they would like. Maybe they were sports people. Okay. Well, maybe you can go around to your local community and do some sport related items in their honor. The Bree's going to have a soccer field named after her in this community.
Look at that. Look at that.
And did you know that the adopt a highway or adopt a road? You can do that. Bree's got a roadway up in Minnesota that's named after her.
Wow. Wow. This is so good because I talked to so many mamas that they're just like, I don't know what to do. You say purpose, but I don't know what the purpose is. So it's with you just giving these examples of, you know, what did your child love? What, like you said, you know the baby better than anyone. You know your child better than anyone. Start there. What did they love? You start there. Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. So listening to you and Bree and her spirit, and the writings that she did, do you feel like something in her knew that I just want a piece of me all over, just for her to do her writings, not saying that she, you know, knew she would have a short-lived life. But now that my daughter was 17, and she, like Bree, she touched so many. So I still hear stories about how Alana helped someone. So looking at her writings as her mom, do you sit back and just, are you just in awe that, wow, she didn't know, but her spirit knew that my writings are going to live on forever and they're going to touch people all over the world.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Here, let me read you one that is
please
so deep.
Please do.
Okay. This is one of my daughter's original writings.
Okay.
And we do have her first book published, by the way.
Wow. Wow.
So, the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen.
Wow, for her to just write that deeply at her age. You know the saying that she was beyond her years?
Yes.
Do you have to just think, you know, this is what I think when you read that. Wow, for her to be that age and to write that. Just beyond her years. People really don't know that unless they've lived a long life and they kind of know from experience.
Oh yeah. People tend to, when they read her writings, they tend to call her a wise old soul.
Wow.
And it's just incredible. I mean, here's another one.
Yes.
It says, your life is your practice. Your spiritual practice does not occur someplace other than in your life right now, and your life is nowhere other than where you are. You are looking for answers, insight, and wisdom that you already possess. Live the life in front of you, be the life you are, and see what you find out for yourself.
I'm speechless. Her age again, when she was writing these.
When she was writing, these could be anywhere from, let's see. Uh, 14 years old on up to 20.
Wow. Speechless. Yep. Speechless. Definitely beyond her years. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So as you parent Bree daily, and you know, as a mom, I get it. I understand. You feel them. You just know they're with you. Has there been a thing or two where you just knew, Bree, I know that's you. I know that's you.
No, that's every day. And it's not just me. I have my friends, they will tag me and post all the time. It's like, hey, Bree stopped by and said hi.
Wow.
And she's everywhere. She's with Zach a lot. She sends him pennies. Mm-hmm. He finds pennies.
Yeah.
She sends him number combinations. And uh-huh. So he looks up the number combinations to find out what she has to say today. And, you know, there's you got to pay attention. And I know if you're hurting that you won't mm-hmm. look up mm-hmm. to see what's right there. But it is, you know, she'll flicker the lights. She'll do all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's not one. She's never a meek person, meek child at all.
Yeah.
If she wants your attention, by gosh, she's going to get it. And yeah, she will. She sends all kinds of signs every day. You know, her big thing, and this is kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
She has a post, and I've shared that several times, where we actually had a very real discussion, me and Bree, and she says, "Mom, if I die before you, this is what I want done."
Wow.
And she says, she goes, "I want to be cremated.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to play Freebird at my funeral."
Mm.
She goes, "But you got to do it as fireworks are going off." Fireworks, Bree. She goes, "Yeah, I want to be put in some fireworks so I can go out with a bang." It's like, "Well, how am I going to do that?" She goes, "Oh, you'll figure it out." And,
you figured it out, didn't you?
There's one place in Missouri that will custom make fireworks for cremains, and they do a whole show, and it was $500.
Uh-huh.
Now, that's inexpensive. The expensive part is to find the certified pyrotechnician to set the show off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was expensive.
Yeah.
Because you got to have permits and all that stuff, and then you've got to look at, because there are actual human remains, then in the fireworks, they have to look at the fallout pattern
uh-huh.
of the show and everything. So, but I got it done. I even got her a little, a ladder to heaven. It's like a little ladder that they had the fireworks and her name at the top, because mm-hmm. she wanted her name spelled out. Now her name is Brianna Lanine King.
Uh-huh.
That's a big name.
Yeah.
And, they told me, well, we fit four letters on a panel, and the panels are $500 each. I said, perfect. Bree, one panel.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that's, the show started out with that. The ladder lit up, went up to each rung, and at the top of the rung, Bree lit up. And then they started the fireworks show, and then Bree Bird was playing. So she got her wish.
She
it was
got
exactly it. As she wanted. And her friends, all of her friends knew it.
Wow.
And so they were just, and they, you know, they came up to me because it was a celebration of life, and they came up to me. It's like, "You did exactly what she wanted. I can't believe this. You did exactly what she wanted." It's like, "Well, yeah, she's not going to have a wedding. This is her moment in time."
Wow.
And so
yeah.
It's still her moment.
It's still.
I didn't stop being Bree's mom. I am still Bree's mom.
That's right. That's right. We are.
I function in a different way. she's not physically here, and so I just have to remember that my job as a parent did not stop when I lost her. I'm still her parent, and I still have to go forward with that. And now I'm her voice, and I need to make sure to follow through with her legacy now.
Yes.
And she's going to live on for generations to come.
We're definitely on the same page with that. We're definitely on the same page with Alana living on.
Absolutely.
Living on, definitely. I want to back up just a little bit. With her telling you this, Mom, if I go before you, when this happened, the tragedy happened, the accident happened, did that trigger in your brain that, you know, she said this, she said she wanted this? Or did it take a minute for you to grasp? Because I know we're in a fog. We're in a fog. But did it trigger that, you know, my baby told me if I went before her? You know, it was kind of like, I don't want to say a prophetic, but, you know.
No, it was actually pretty prophetic, because she has probably 10 or 12 posts that are just, I mean, it will get you in the pit of your stomach, to where it's almost foretelling.
Wow.
It's almost a foreshadow.
Wow.
But I knew. I you know, it wasn't when they said that, you know, and, you know, at the funeral home, and they asked me what I wanted done. And I said, well, I already know what needs to be done, because this is what she wanted. So there wasn't any question about that. It's just, once you start going through and all these, the memories pop up on Facebook, and I start seeing all these posts,
then you
start putting all the posts together, and it's like, oh my gosh, I think she knew. Yeah. I think she knew. And it was just, it's weird. You know, people, I'll put the posts together, and people will say, wow, did she really think, or did she know she was going to die? I don't know that she knew, but it's just a little, it's odd.
Yeah,
it's a
I don't know if the soul knows. I don't know, you know. It's just something, how, like, you just listening to you read her writings, and then for her to say, Mom, if I go before you, it's, you know, it just has, you know, as a mom, I know you have your quiet time, or that just kind of blows you away. Kind of blows you away.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. So how are her, did you say brother? Is it just one brother? Or
she's got an older brother and then an older stepsister. She was the baby.
Okay.
Her older brother, he struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, it's, they were, we always called them birthday twins, even though they were 4 years apart.
Yes.
He struggles, but, you know, he's kind of doing his thing. I have to keep strong boundaries with him.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of issues there.
Yes. Yes.
And then the stepsister, loved her dearly, and, she's just kind of, She's had a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of come to grips with, you know, life. And she's finally starting to get her feet under her.
Yes. Yes.
And that's a good thing. And
yeah.
So she chooses to kind of be a little distant. And I'm okay with that, because I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I do understand. So, and that's okay. I still love her dearly.
Yes.
But it's just something she can't wrap her brain around.
Very understandable. Very understandable.
And there's a lot of Bree's friends that can't, they can't come see me, because Bree was a mini me. Now, I'm almost 6 foot tall.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost 6 foot tall redhead. And Bree was my blonde hair, blue eye, little baby girl, my all American beauty. But she looked just like me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's difficult for them to just be around you.
Yeah.
Same with Alana's friends. I don't see them often, but when I do, you know, you just feel it. You know, you just feel the you just feel the emptiness, the empty chair in the room. And you just try to love them up and encourage them, because it's a daily walk for us, you know, and I'm sure it is for them also, but as their mom, we kind of trigger that. We kind of trigger that. So yeah, I totally get it.
Yeah,
totally. So what's next for Breeze, for the company? Is there anything that you would like the moms to know where they can get onto your site? Anything you want to share, her books, where they can be found, where we can go out and purchase her writings? Go ahead and share with us the platforms.
Oh yeah. Now the website is BreeBrand.com. That's BreeBrand.com. And you'll see all the products there. Her book is listed there. Now what we've done something really cool with her book.
Okay.
Brianna has, she has a little note, a little sticky note that she wrote and left it on my desk at work. And I've kept that attached to my computer so I can look at it every day.
Yes.
And it says, "I love you. Have a great day," with a little smiley face. And then we took her actual signature and we made a stamp. And so she's got the little, "I love you. Have a great day," smiley face, and Brianna King. And we stamped it. So she actually signed her own book.
Wow.
And so we did that. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Now the book's name is Breeism. Now, because I coined a little phrase that Bree's little quotes, we call them Breeisms.
Witty. Yes.
Yeah. And so we've got Breeism, the Book of Bree, Volume 1, the Instagram connection. Because her Instagram page was all of her quotes.
Oh my goodness.
Now, we've got 3 volumes of book planned. The second volume, now the first volume, it took us 2 years to put together.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, you go through the publisher, she's got pictures attached with each one of her quotes. And I wanted to be very authentic to her.
Mm-hmm.
And I that is in the front of my mind at all times. This is Bree's legacy.
Yes.
This isn't Jody's legacy. It's Bree's legacy. And so it needs to be authentic to Bree and how she would go about this.
Wow.
And so, you know, you find out that you have to go get release forms. And some of these people I don't know. I had to go back and edit all the pictures of anybody I didn't have release forms on.
Uh-huh.
And so that took some time. And then, you know, the volume one is 199 pages. And so it's a pretty lengthy. And we put it in the format of a workbook.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interactive. So we made space underneath each quote for you to actually have that interaction with Bree on her quote, and for you to think about and write down your thoughts and feelings about that particular quote.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
And that's how Bree's going to help you.
Wow. That is excellent. So, and that's just across the board as far as people, not necessarily for angel moms, because Bree is not an angel mom. Jody is the angel mom.
Right.
So her Bree's workbook is for a person across the board.
Oh yeah.
To share those feelings. So yep. it could work either way for angel moms and also just someone who wants to write out what they're feeling.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she can get into your soul. And that's the thing about it. And it's just crazy because people will sit there, you know, we go to events and we take all of our products and we put up booths at different events. And so, you know, we pull out the book and people are reading this and it's like, oh my gosh, I get it. And, you know, and then they, you know, they start wanting to talk about it. That's the whole purpose. That's what her intention is. I mean, here, listen to this. Mediocrity knows nothing higher than itself, but talent instantly recognizes genius.
Brie. Brie. Wow. Oh, such a proud mama. Such a proud mama. Your baby. Wow. Wow. Such a proud mom. So before I wrap this up, I have to end it with a question that I ask all my angel moms. So I would like to know, what is your hopes of heaven? What's your hopes of heaven?
My hopes of heaven. My hopes of heaven is definitely when my name is called and I get up there that she's going to be waiting there right for me. And I'm going to go run to her and I'm never going to let her go again.
Never.
And I don't know why she was called up. I don't. I can only guess. But my recognition with this, or my reconciliation with this whole thing, is that God needed a special kind of hero. And so he took my Brie. And I can see the works that she's done since then. And I understand that that's probably why it was. There's been so many, and I can't even tell you how many. There's been so many of her friends and so many people that have turned their life around and have actually gone to God just to make sure that they can see her again. And maybe that was her purpose. And it's not for me to understand that purpose. It hurts. I'm not saying it doesn't hurt, but
Yes.
I think he needed a special kind of hero, and I think that's Brie.
Excellent. Excellent. I love your hopes of heaven. I love it. And I agree that she's going to be there waiting, just like Alana is going to be waiting, and we're going to run. We're going
Run, yes,
to
run.
run. We're going to run. Yes. Yes. Well, Jody, I could go on and on and on, because your Brie is something. She's something, and you are a proud mama. I can just hear it in your voice. You are a proud mom. And I thank you, because your story has encouraged us to push on just a little bit further through each day. So, all the moms around the globe that's going to hear this podcast, they thank you. And we thank you in advance. We thank you. All right. So I'm just going to leave it here. And I know later on, when you lay down tonight, you're just going to wink at your baby.
I
Because,
am. I definitely am.
yeah. So I just want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mama. Take care.
I will. You too.
Thank you.